It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. We like to thank everyone that logged on this morning and listened to the talk show of the Facts and the Porcupine podcast. We had a gentleman named William. We had another guy named Kesey Black, I believe, and another three other folks. Six people into the studio entered. And I was grateful. We talked about real estate, why certain people are not hired versus others. Then we gave you Joe Brown, you know how that could be, a great insight on what he thought about things that are actually taking place. You know, when people get their career out of the way, they are able to say whatever they want because they're financially stable. And if you didn't get financially stable, but you still work in your career and you know that you should not be silenced, it makes it rough. And why do people attack one another? You know, that dirty shit. So you're on that, you've worked that party line. That president is out of office. You take all your baggage. But then we talked about how does your conscience work on your inner soul? And do you feel guilty at some cause of the, in some cases, that you would want to redeem yourself and do something nice? And you know that human nature thing, man. People just want to be in the open space, safe. I'm in an area where I see young, middle-aged couples with children. 55 down and has a 6-year-old. Or 49 who has a 13-year-old. It's all broken up into the dynastic of life and family. My question to the audience earlier was, if someone asks you out, say, I'd like to take you out, and it's a female, or would you like to have brunch, or, you know, business-wise, you accept, even though you were offered out, do you, as the gentleman, pay? Would you allow the young lady who asked you out, because, you know, woman, do you ask? Or do you pick up the tab despite you was invited out? So as this question is presented, and, you know, I just finished talking with a gentleman. I stopped. With, I should have had it online as I'm waiting about his beautiful bike. He's got a beautiful bike. And we started talking because I like the bike. The bike is beautiful. He's a used bike. He didn't buy it new. And he was great. He gave me, we talked for a couple of minutes. You know, he's got a nice bike. It's, you know, nothing flashy, but it's good. So now there's a family coming down. All right, looking good. And, you know, everybody, you know, you could go to a park and run. Or, you know, you run it through your community. What's up, young man? Hello. I'm a podcast. I'm talking. You look great, Dad. So he passed by. You know, is it cool? You're jogging with your family through the community where you can, you know, I guess people need to be seen. You know, they got to show off, you know. Oh, that's what we're going to do. How about if we just run around? That's fine. Say about that. So I met someone at a business forum. Well, I didn't even meet this person. We have a lot of small businesses that are trying to really get on board with the government contracting that's exploded. And there's some new people that have taken on the role and got involved with the contracting through this MWBE minority program. And a lot of people that started like me, and, you know, we have, you know, tenure, you know, we worked and, push the narrative, push the state, the city to do the right thing. And now we have some new people. And those people, they want in. But they don't want in the way it was. They don't want to see it. They don't want to get screwed over. They don't want that shit. They seen their parents. Some of them might have took over their parents' company. And they want in. So I go to a meeting, and a young lady is there with another person that knew me. It was Pat. And the question and answer, but everybody was jockeying for seats, and she got a seat in the front, her and the other young lady that I know, the woman. And I, it was funny because I saw someone that I knew and kept grinding for decades. Grinding means working it, trying to do the right thing. This is the facts in the Porcupine podcast, and we talk about wonderful things. And with that, business is tough. And it doesn't matter what color you are, but if you're in this construction game, it's a pain. It's fucking tough. You know, whoever controls the market, the narrative, the industry, they are freaking not allowing your ass to get in or the union. And it's not cool. So I meet this person through, well, I didn't meet her because I was saying hi to the young lady that I knew. She's an Indian female. She represents a company. She's been really good on what she does. And I went over to say hi to her, and there was a young lady sitting there and very aggressive and smart. And I guess she has the look. I don't know. I don't even get it. I got to be honest. The person that is coming here now, I really don't even remember what she looks like. It's just her voice. But from the time that meeting, she said, "Do you have a business card?" And I said, "I don't carry it." I just said, "Look me up." And she, like, "Who the hell is this dude think he is?" That's what I got. So when I said that, she's like, "Huh." And I guess she's got attitude. Yeah. So in the course of me telling that person, and then the meeting gets underway, and questions start being answered, and I guess she asked, oh, there was a sign-in sheet. And when I did say what I said, she must have asked who the hell this guy is or what do I know and all that. And then they informed her, because I wasn't being mean. They informed her that this is Reggie Sweeney and, you know, I don't even know what they told her. But I do know that she got my number. She's bidding on a contract, her company, and there were some things that, that's a nice outfit you're wearing. I'm a podcaster. That's, what are you wearing today? Are you that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You made it, Mom?
No, I didn't. It's a Mal costume from the movie Descendants.
Nice. You're so beautiful. Look at your smile, girl. Go ahead on. I'll see y'all soon. God bless. Yeah, so the way you walk from here to there, every man should be married. Nobody should be. You're beautiful. And you know how you're doing it, right? With style. Yeah, so I'm not bored, but this is the facts in the Porcupine podcast. And she's just got a wonderful walk. And then the mom that just passed me with her beautiful daughter. So and you know, these folks, they don't like, and she's unbelievable. Really nice. You can see how the pandemic and all of the things and the stress of the workforce and the stress of people trying to stay relevant, whether it be, you know, you had that rent down pack. Everything was moved. You had your niche. You were doing everything that you were required. You went to college. You did all your hard work. You've always been a kind human being. You've always tried to do ethical business, even though you're fighting with sharks. It brings you to a journey. And sometimes if your journey is still incomplete, you can complete your journey in life and make things better. For me, it's like the business took, I took a smashing. I mean, an unbelievable, like, pounding of, you know, I didn't realize what was taking place till I'm starting now to get back up, and it makes it difficult to know. And so where I'm standing at would be considered Clinton Hills. There's new businesses, restaurants, you know, people that, you know, the pandemic hurt, open, recreate, you name it. You get a spot like Sea Brooklyn popping out, providing incredible, you know, the Oasis is a concept arena. Now, this young lady that I'm waiting on is late. So, women, what do you do when your guy is late and he's got you waiting? Is there anything that you have the right to say? Because now I'm waiting for someone and they're late. But the question earlier was, if you are asked out, and it was a female that asked you out, hey, let's go out for brunch. Boy, I tell you, these babies are beautiful. Great job, Dad. Great. I got a little one, too. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
He's 13. Yeah. And here's somebody in their Porsche. You know, living up the life of luxury in the United States. We got to fight for what we want, man. This ain't no game. Our country has its laws. But not too many places where you can just walk. And I guess if you never... You got to go abroad. I travel, but yeah, man. So she asked me out. I'm nervous. I haven't been nowhere. I mean, it's business. I'm probably going to interview her because she's like a different type of young construction person. I mean, she, the phone calls that I received were questions about certain contract language that we needed to discuss. And, you know, everybody's in their thing. You know, golf season's up. I didn't even check the Masters. We got to see how that's going. And I see the population. It's the same if you're black, if you're white, if you're a human being. It's the same. You're birthed into society. You want to raise your children to be great. It's the same. I see a white gentleman with his wife and his daughter. Same. I see a group of young people going inside. It's the same. I see somebody running down. It's the same. I see a guy without a shirt on. I got a jacket on and a sweatshirt. He's getting his work done. You know? So it's the same thinking. You can't do anything other than make money. You got to breathe, eat, and sleep. Defecate and do all them wonderful things, but you want what society has to offer. Normally, I would say something to somebody if I wanted to raise a question or get to know. You got to have the right temperament, the right words to say things. Look at this beautiful young lady. I love your smile. I love your smile today, ladies. I'm Mr. Sweeney from the Facts and the Porcupine podcast. So I'm standing here waiting for my meeting. But see, I just said something to a black woman, her and her daughter. They came across with a beautiful smile. And I know you're not supposed to speak to strangers, but everybody else, non-black, said hello. They were nice and receptive. And I know where we're, you know, I'm hanging out on Grand, and it's called Peaches. I spent $15, and I know business is tight for certain groups. All I see is a new birth of humanity. There is a lot of children born. This gentleman's walking. I must have seen about 20 children. strollers, walking, shop, you know. And it's amazing because we had a show earlier why blacks don't hire black real estate brokers with license. And I just said hi to somebody. And she, you know, they don't have to speak. But you speak to people out of the graciousness. There's a nice animal right across the street. And he looks tough. I know what type of animal it is. And she's got one of those steel choke things around his neck. So his ass ain't looking like he behaves when it's time to. I don't want to lose my keys. Let me check it. This guy just reminded me. So I usually lock my keys. So I'm talking because I'm waiting. And it's interesting. I've never had to. I don't know. I was worried about being late. Good day. You know, there's a lot. And then, you know, I get it where certain people, they don't socialize with others. I guess the basketball players will get people to be friendly they have a better chance of people in sports. Sports brings everybody together. You know, win or lose, you can have your bias, but it brings everybody together. Now, I got a question now. If you're asked out for brunch or if a female asks you out, a male, I'm straight, you know, I'm a regular guy, do you pay? Even though she asked you out. And I actually was going to pay, but since she's late, does that go out the window? This is the facts. And the Porcupine Podcast. This is a brother here from the out of the country. You know, he's gathering his bottles that must be more money what he would make in his country. In Senegal, Africa, Venezuela. And I saw something that was troubling last night. This child, these people selling candy on the New York City subway system is not good. You know, you can tell it's a Democratic-run state. You know. I remember we couldn't even take the train from Brooklyn to the Bronx when I was growing up. And even recently, 10 years back. Here's a young mother. It's a lot of babies born. Trust me, that pandemic produced in children. There's a great looking couple coming down the road. She's tight. You know, you got a good girl. You're holding hands. They don't look, you know, you got everybody coming from different countries and they believe in, you know, of course, you. Wow, he's doing good. That hot ass girl. I look at everyone. I speak to everyone. I observe everything. You know, why not? When you see something beautiful, it makes you feel good. Here's a young man coming with his mom from soccer, you know. Now, we're supposed to meet at 12 o'clock. I'm going to love to see how she greets me. And I wonder why I was asked out. Is it because you want to pick my business brains? You know? This is the facts in the Porcupine Podcast. I'm standing on Grand Avenue, waiting. And you can see how people wind it down. This is another dad coming with his child carrying the bags. Humanity is growing. We just ask for just basic security, no crime, fairness. I don't think the country would have a problem pumping out money to other nations to protect their well-being. But when you do not take care of your own, that's a problem. And the problem now is immigration. And it is a problem because so many people have opinions and objectives. You know, where they feel that all of a sudden, we spent $2 billion on this process, from what the numbers are saying. And what's being said is why you could not produce these type of services and needs, or just eradicate the problem that you have, you would be surprised how welcoming it is. Because there is a lot of people that are welcoming them. And there is. I didn't record it with the recording. I went live like I am. It's very hard to edit, and you know, I'm not good at, you know, I don't know. So I normally record my interviews, and then I'm able to, if I need to extract something that is asked of the person that I'm speaking with, we can do that. You know, we do that. Like at one time, somebody was so truthful with their talk. He said, "Hey, Reg, can you just, you know, one comment?" Or even me. But I know that sometimes, all right, you may, you know, you got a little bit more room, but you're good. So I just wonder, here's another dad walking the dog and got the baby. That's good. That's a nice day. I'm podcasting, I'm talking. Right. It's a great thing. My little guy's 13, so they get a little attitude back that time. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, they, I was telling them that the 13-year-olds, they got a lot of talk back. But, you know, we raise our children to be best that they can possibly be. And you also want to know that you're putting out good seeds, good roots, good. I want to know, where the hell is this person at? What time is it? It's 12:24. I'm supposed to be. Look, let me make sure I'm on. Am I too early? Let me see what we said. This woman, where did we confirm this meeting? We confirmed this meeting for 12 o'clock and I'm still standing here. Wow. There is some beautiful people walking past me. I mean, these ladies are fucking beautiful, man. I don't know how you guys can have a problem with a woman that is like, yeah, a little bit of crazy in the head, you know, conversation, but the physique, body, the minds, you know, it's beautiful. Oh, my man with the bike. The guy with the bike is a player, boy. You should have seen who rolled up on him. But anyway. Stay focused, right? So we just speak. We talk, we figure. But listen, what would you, a woman, ladies, listen to me. Let me get back. Ladies, if you're waiting on a gentleman and the appointment is at 12 and the person is a half hour late, would you leave women? If the guy showed up a half hour late, but he called you, I'm in an Uber, or I'm looking for the parking, what do you do? Somebody's riding around looking for a parking space, and she had it right here. She didn't see it, but he took it. Her car would have fit perfect. She doesn't like my style of things. And she's beautiful. And, you know, and another thing, if you're not into certain culture, race, sex, I guess if you say hi to them and they're like, ill, and there's a keep Austin weird. Oh, keep Austin weird. All right, somebody's got an incredible tie-dye shirt. He must have paid some bucks for it. And it's nice that he can display it as he sits out in the comfort of his surroundings. I have never waited on anything other than the train. You know, when you get to that Metro North or that Long Island Railroad or that plane, it's funny how the psyche and the human body can change its calmness and his vibe. Whoa, look at the man on the bike. They flying. These guys got good bikes. We got a lot of people amongst one another. Tattoos. You know, some folks do what they do. They smoke their weed and they do their thing. I know for a fact, if someone's waiting for someone, and they're just that damn late, would you stay and wait? The man with the bike is, he's got, yeah, I tell you, dog, I don't know. You got to have the gift of gab to get these girls. I think women like that smooth talking. It's good. I like it. I'm watching some things take shape, and I'm looking at everyone enjoy their space. You don't need nobody flying down a goddamn block. No riffraff. I don't see none of that bullshit over here. It's a different vibe, you know, peaceful vibe. That's what everybody wants. And I think it's who's in charge of their population. You know, these council people have tough jobs and rough jobs. And I got to see how this goes. I've never waited for a woman. I've never been late. I want to see. So nobody's going to be able to tell me if a woman's late. How long do you wait for someone to show up? An hour? Do you wait 2 hours? Do you wait 20 minutes? Hey, can I ask you guys a question? I'm doing a podcast, but this is a live. If a woman asks you out on a date, sir, and she's late, do you wait?
It depends on the situation. Take care now.
Thank you. So it depends. So basically, I was going to ask, do you pay? But we didn't get a chance to do that. And it depends on the situation. So in this situation, I feel like I should wait because it's probably got something I want to ask me in business. And so many people are not like, they're into their own thing. They won't talk, you know, they won't give an opinion. You'd be surprised when people say that this country has a lot of freedom. It has a lot of freedom, but a lot of people are not wanting to be free with their opinions, what they think about. And so, you know, I can only just imagine how life would be without the people that you see every day. We did a great show. Watch the car. He's backing up. Wow. And your opinion about who you are. This gentleman has a great dog. What type of animal you have there? What type of animal?
He's a Choco Lab mix.
Okay.
Yeah. With a Great Dane.
With a lot of discipline.
Yeah. Sometimes.
All righty. Thank you. See, he's got a chocolate lab mix. It's nice. And it walks. He's got a train. Oh, you got the two young ladies, you know, people here. I'm just hanging out. I hope I'm able to be seen. I'm just standing in a spot out of the way of the restaurant. So, yeah, it all depends. So I wait. Man, can you imagine if the mail was late like this? It's 31 minutes. I guess that's how long I've been talking to you guys. You know, that's how long I've been talking. Oh, wow, look at that. He runs the light. She's got the bike. The dog is in her pouch. You ever see those people that take their animal everywhere, especially if they're a little small, 4x3, 5x3? Their animals are small enough to just put in a backpack and just pipe it up. But today's the day where you see families, friends. You guys are doing great. Look at them. This guy says, hell with it. He can't get a parking space, so he just parked near the damn hydrant. I'll take a ticket. I'm out. I'm not going to spend all day looking for a parking space where he could have probably put it where the bike is. If that bike wasn't there, that would have been a spot for him. But he gave that bike respect. And then it's funny because he could have parked. The guy with the bike could have moved it a little bit, put it in. But, you know, that's a big inconvenience. So I'm waiting, guys. Or this could be something where hopefully she's okay. I could actually walk home from here. It would be a nice walk. You know, everybody's doing their thing. All walks. Grinding, staying alive. And I'm hoping that people have friends. And, you know, if you're single, you know, you got cameras in your home, your apartment, ladies, gentlemen, you know. There's a nice group coming. All right. Everybody's got the, it's a baby boom. Nobody want to believe me. These, I'm looking at people in their 40s with young children, which is common. I'm just watching for those who have great jobs. See this young lady running through the, you know, jogging through the community. There's no park or a track around, so they run. Or you don't want to pay them. That paying for the Y is expensive. Here's a gentleman coming by. The guy spies by with a bike. Brother's got his child. When you see the grayish in the hair, you know he's a seasoned people. But as I wait, you know, 34 minutes. Wow. Is this something that women do? They test to see if you're going to leave? I don't even know what to say. But I'm here. I hope. Man, it's a good thing it's a nice neighborhood. I gotta see if I got retext. I'm on my way. I don't know. We'll see. We're just going to hang out. See a young man growing up in a nice neighborhood, African American brother. His parents trust that he's walking down. Nothing could possibly happen in this area other than get ran over by a bicycle or somebody illegally driving the wrong way or there's some madness, chaos. You know, people are staying alive. They want to live long. You know, they're going shopping. He's got his bag. He's got to eat. You got to do the same. You have to do. We all have to do the same thing. Oh, my goodness. I'm one of the homegirls coming from JFK. It's a beautiful day out. And, yeah. She's got on. It's beautiful, but she's got them shirts where you see the titties and the cut. But sexy. Gotta look. He's looking. Brother looking. You can tell, man. People coming to get their coffee, walking their dog. This woman has been driving around for as long as I've been standing here looking for a parking space. And now she has it. She's got one. She has it. That little car can fit there. It's funny that I'm talking like this. I'm just here out here taking it easy. You know? And he's got a young lady here walking with a guy. She's questioning. You ever have those mouthy ones? Well, I'm here. I didn't sit in the place. Wow, there's a lot of beautiful women out here. I'm not bullshitting. Every one I've seen so far is just gorgeous. I'm girl watching. How about that? That's what she said to me. You're standing around looking at all the women. Unless this person is looking at me or got here already, You ever have that? Where you just stand, somebody could just stay around. Here come the biker. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. I don't know if she's going to get on. He is the man. But this is the facts in the Porcupine Podcast. I've been here for a half hour waiting for a woman to show up. And we'll see. Good morning, everyone. What's up, my man? How are you, buddy? Give me a high five. Ah.
Yes.
Give me one, buddy.
It's gonna be a beautiful day today.
I'm on a talk show. What's your name?
Judah.
Hi, Mom. What's up, buddy? Give me some love, man.
You want to tell me your name?
My name is Alton.
This is your brother?
Yes.
I know. He's the big brother.
What?
Well, you guys look great.
You want another?
Oh, my name is Reginald. Hi.
Hi, Reginald.
Boy, you're lucky, boy. You could bring your children to the Friends of John Hancock Children's Playground between Bedford and Hancock.
Okay.
I am the children's coordinator, and I'll take out your phone.
Wonderful.
I do a lot of things. We welcome everybody.
Awesome.
Everyone. You got to bring your baby. We're going to throw the ball in his lap, make him do his thing.
Sweet.
This is the Facebook page of the playground. Before you come, take a look at everything.
Yeah.
See if you can bring them. We have children. The Halloween Festival is well is safe.
Okay.
Well is safe. And everybody can look at us as we say. I just met this young man earlier.
Uh-huh.
I see how he got over here, And but other than that.
Is it
EY? S-W-I-N-E-Y? S-W-I-N-E-Y. Ladies and gentlemen, you stay right here. Give me 3 seconds.
Hold on. We got to put our name on the list.
Put your name on the list because I'm going in there too, buddy. That's Mr. He owns an incredible, incredible concept place on Bedford.
Nice.
He's got a coffee shop. He's got everything. Look at that boy. I love him, man.
He's got some style.
He got some style. And so do you.
Thank you.
What do you like to do?
I like to play video games.
How are you? You like to what? Video games? What's your best video game?
I don't know.
Well, my son stays on a video game. We're going to allow you guys to stay on. But if you got that homework not done, we're going to have to change that.
Right.
What's up, buddy? I can't wait to see you again, man. All right.
I'm having trouble finding it.
You got to go SW.
Yeah.
I put the community together. I'm actually waiting for her.
Okay. Try this.
There you go.
Follow.
Good job.
There we go. Okay, got it up. Great.
And then, this is Chris Starr.
Hi.
I just said hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sarah.
Nice and what's his name again?
Judah. And Ollie.
I invited them to come to the playground where we are over there. Yeah. Have fun. I love him. He thinks I'm weird.
I don't care what I'm thinking. It's weird.
I
just came back and said hello.
I'm only talking about how I pull you over. I don't even know. I just saw the scene coming down. I'm standing here waiting. I'm waiting a half hour. The young lady just showed up and I'm doing a podcast.
Okay.
You know me.
Yeah.
He's got a great facility. It's beautiful.
Can't wait to check it out.
Seed Brooklyn.
Okay.
You can follow that.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah,
sure
man.
Will.
It's on
toys,
us.
Everything. Plants.
And I got to see you again, buddy. High five, all right? We're going to talk.
You like to pound it?
Right, oh, yeah. All right.
Be rude.
My friend just came, too, so I can go on in there. Good to see
nice
you.
To
good
meet
to meet you.
You.
I love you.
Very
take
nice
off.
To meet you.
All right. All right. So that was nice. This is a day. Now, Mao, the young lady showed up, and I've been waiting here for 41 minutes. Do I pay or